All right, our next press conference will begin right now with Kyle Busch. This weekend, he's driving the number 18 Interstate Batteries Toyota. We're going to go ahead and open up the floor for media questions. Please wait for the wireless mic. We'll go Lee, then Wolfgang.
SpencerRacingBoys.com. Looking ahead to Phoenix, where you have an average finish at 2.88 in the last nine races, how do you look at that going there with a new package, and how do you look at it, how what you're going to learn next week translates to the championship race?
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to Phoenix. It's always fun. Place is a good place for us, and lately we've been able to really kind of pick up on some things that help us there that have made us better there the last few times, and now this package is different. So that's, I think, going to lend itself back into, a couple years ago, I guess. And I felt like that we were just kind of hitting on something there, and was a bit racier through traffic and such. So we'll see how all that goes. But yeah, next week's a big week on trying to formulate that notebook and try some things, have some ideas, some concepts maybe that you wouldn't normally do to kind of just get out of the way and utilize your time as much as you can for the championship when you come back.
Kyle, after Ryan's accident in Daytona, was there an internal meeting with the Cup drivers to create maybe new ideas to improve the safety even more?
I was not a part of any internal meetings.
Come up here to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. You guys get any sort of answers or anything on last week? I mean, you were concerned before the race, practice, and then you guys didn't run that well. Any optimism for this week?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at last year, look at Vegas, I guess, as a trend of the last few years, besides Martin kind of being the anomaly, JGR cars haven't really run well at Vegas for a while. But you come to California here and we're always one of the guys that are up front, cars that are to beat. So I don't look at this week as being too worrisome for us. It's going to be nice to hopefully come out of here with a good run, be able to run up front, maybe win like we did last year. And that would certainly be really good for then getting into Phoenix with the different package.
Bob.
Bob Hockrest, Fox Sports. What are your thoughts on the Bounty now that Chase and Kyle have gotten rides for it?
Yeah, it's all good. I think it's going to be interesting, exciting, whatever you want to term it. I guess Cup drivers in Truck Series do sell tickets. So, take that for what it's worth. I think it's a unique opportunity for more attention on the series, which is good. Maybe if more drivers had more teams than had rides, then there would be something else there besides just myself. I don't remember who I told, but it was, once Harvick kind of put the idea out there, I was like, the guy that's really, really, really going to have a shot is going to be Larson and Homestead. So bring it on.
Tyler.
Tyler Burnett, MRN. It seems like you've been kind of like 50-50 on the Bounty just because it can be manipulated if someone moves you out of the way. But at the same time, it is good for the series and a series that you care about, like you said on Barstool's podcast. So do you feel like it's going to be good for that series to have something like that, especially starting in Atlanta next week?
I don't know how to term it any differently than what I just said. So I think it's going to be good for the series. It's brought a whole new chatter to it, whether that's excitement or just chatter, I'm not sure which. I think we'll see when we get to Atlanta what the grandstands look like and how the race goes.
Come to the other side of the room here, Justin.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Kyle, you're going to be inducted into the track's local Walk of Fame. Tell us what that means to you to be inducted into a local track Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool that they do that for all the former winners here. Every year they do this deal out there where, we put our, I don't remember if it's our hands or our feet. I think it's feet, but you do that into the concrete, so it's kind of cool. Fans get a chance to kind of check that out over the years. I think it's just kind of like a little bit of a memory lane, if you will. And it's nice to be a part of it now for, I guess, my fourth time.
Well,
go on top of that too, this race last year was your 200th win, you know, getting on top of the car, waving the big flags. So this one probably just a little bit more special than the rest, maybe.
Wins are wins.
Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. If Chase happens to beat you in Atlanta, is the bounty over at that point in the Truck Series?
Ask Kevin Harvick.
Come up here to Kathy,
I don't know what the
please.
Rules are. I don't set the rules.
Do we have any other questions for Kyle? Wow, all right. Well, we got Bob and then Jeff, please.
Is next week at Phoenix more important because it's the first race with kind of the new aero rules for short tracks this year, or because it's the championship race site?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's twofold. You know, obviously it's because it's the first race of that lower downforce package, if that's what we call it, and people are going to want to know what to expect in the upcoming races with that. And then I also look at it as, of course, it's important. Everybody's going to feel like it's important because everybody probably right now feels like they have a shot to make the Final Four because it's so early in the season. So there should be an added emphasis by people to go out there and learn a few things, try a few things, and get themselves ready for you know, the end of the year being at the final race.
All right, we have to close with Jeff here.
How do you think this race will play out on Sunday? I'm sure you watched last year's or something. What do you think will be similar?
I have no idea, man. I mean, I'd like it to be a cakewalk for the 18 and nobody's within the vicinity, but that's not always exciting. So, you know, the Interstate Batteries camera here last year was really, really fast. I think Truex was a little bit better in the final run, but we had much of the guys covered throughout the race. And there in the final run, we were just as good, and we were able to hold everybody off. So I can't say what's going to happen this time around. There's been a year's worth of development on everybody's side to get to this point. So it could be a completely different race, but I'd like to hope not.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time, Kyle.
Yep.